In a world swamped with opportunities and an endless stream of how-tos, there's one question that I think keeps echoing louder than the rest. And that question is, what side hustle can I do? Look, if you've ever found yourself doom scrolling through the pages of the internet advice as late as 2 a.m. in the morning, or perhaps you just caught yourself laying in bed staring at the ceiling at 2 a.m. in the morning, wondering, what side hustle can I do that doesn't just add noise to my life but truly resonates with my life's melody? Then you, my friends, are not alone. Today, we're slicing through the hustle hype to uncover the side gig that sings in harmony with your heartbeat. Because let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, in this cacophony that is the digital age, the right tune can turn the ordinary into the extraordinary. So if you're wondering which side hustle can be your golden ticket, today's episode is your beacon in the hustle jungle. Stay tuned as we unravel the mysteries of the perfect side hustle just for you.
Hey there, audacious parents. Welcome to the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast, where we're not just about surviving, we're about thriving. If you're tuning in, you're not looking for just another feel-good, pat-on-the-back kind of show. No. You're here because you're ready to disrupt the status quo. You're ready because you're here to challenge your limits and to step out of the comfort zone where we know growth never happens. This is not just your average, let's all be happy with our 9-to-5 lives kind of podcast. We're here to give you actionable strategies. We're here to dive deep into the world of side hustles, digital marketing, and smart income boosting tactics. Why, you may ask? Because we're designed for parents like you, parents juggling family expenses, childcare, and the elusive me time. We're not just about making money, though. We're about designing a life that you dictate, not one that's been prepackaged in a soul-sucking 9-to-5 box. So, if you're ready to break free and design a life that aligns with your dreams, design a life that aligns with your family, you're in the right place. The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
What is up? What is up? What the hell is up, my Dark Horse Entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another journey into the heart of the side hustle. Hold on, before we begin though, I want to give you a little quick update on the farm move. Those of you who have been around a few episodes or more know that we are selling our, I'll call it a monster house because it's a big house. We got it so that Grandpa could live here with us and have his own space downstairs. And unfortunately, Grandpa passed away last year. God rest his soul. And we are lucky enough to have found a farm. Yeah, going to be moving to a berry farm a week from today at the time of this recording. So by the time you're hearing it, it will be exactly a week because this will be dropping on Monday. And next week, Monday, that's when we are moving into our new berry farm. 40 acres. We're super excited about it. If you look behind me there, you could see all the boxes next to the Kiss Pinball Machine, the box is way back there in the back. We are super excited about this new chapter in the life, and I'm going to keep you updated as it unfolds. It's part of my side hustle, but today we're going to stand at the crossroads of possibility, a marketplace of dreams and ambition, as it were. See, side hustles, my friends, I don't think they're just jobs. I really believe they're an expression of who we are. They're the echoes of our innermost desires and those talents, whether they're latent talents or known talents. You see, from the serene art of freelance writing, like the soft whispers of the early dawn, to the electric buzz of the e-commerce platforms that are out there pulsing with energy of the midday market, the spectrum of the side hustle is as vast as it is vibrant. But, of course, here's the million-dollar question. In this kaleidoscope of opportunities that are out there, how do you pinpoint that one color, that one hue that is inherently you, that is inherently yours? It's like standing before an artist's palette, every color beckoning with promise, right? You're looking and go, wow, look at that. Which color do I pick first? Well, your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to find that one shade, that one hustle that doesn't just complement your life, but enriches it. One that adds depth, one that adds texture to the canvas of your daily existence. Picture this, you, if you will, a palette brimming with every conceivable hustle, right? Each hue is sitting there and it's vying for your attention. Your task isn't just to pick one of these colors. Your task is to select the one that transforms your life's canvas into a masterpiece of balance, fulfillment, and joy. And navigating that bustling marketplace of side hustles, well, it can feel much like wandering through a labyrinth. Yeah, every turn presenting a new policy, heck, every turn presenting an entirely new path altogether. But amidst this vibrant chaos, I want you to remember one thing. The perfect fit, that perfect side hustle, it's going to lie at the intersection of where your passion dances with practicality, where your love meets what the world needs. Yeah, so as we venture deeper into this marketplace in today's episode, I want you to keep your senses alert. Listen to your heart and listen to your mind. Listen not with just your ears, but with your heart. Look not just with your eyes, but with your very soul. Because my friends, the right hustle, your true color in this spectrum of side hustles, it's here. And it's waiting for you to discover it. It's waiting for you to embrace it. And man, trust me when I say, it's waiting for you to make it your own. So stick around, because we're going to be exploring this spectrum together in this episode. We're going to be unveiling all those hues of hustle, as it were, that resonate with the rhythm of our lives. Because my dear Dark Horse entrepreneurs, in this journey of discovery, you're not just finding a side hustle, you're uncovering a piece of your destiny.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
So let's dive deeper into our journey today, right? Let's pivot from the what to the how. How do we weave this chosen thread of hustle into the intricate tapestry that is our lives? Whew, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? You see, here's the thing, my friends. It's about more than just finding gaps in our schedule that we can fill with these threads. It's about ensuring that this new endeavor that we pick enriches our lives, that this new endeavor that we pick adds color, adds texture, without unraveling the balance that you have worked so hard to achieve. And if you haven't achieved that balance yet, throwing in something new, you already know is going to throw it even more off balance. So what little balance you do have, you don't want it to be all rickety and shook up. No, do you? No, you don't. So I want you to consider this. Every thread of your life, be it family, work, leisure, self-care, anything, it's woven with intention, right? Whether knowingly or unknowingly, it's woven with intention, your attention or someone else's. Your side hustle then should not be a disruptive knot or some snag, but instead it should be a complementary strand that enhances the overall pattern, adding depth without disrupting the harmony. Yeah. What little you may have, some of you may have amazing amounts of harmony. I'm lucky enough to have a really good amount of harmony in my life, and I would wish that upon you. So I want you to imagine your life as a tapestry, each thread representing a different aspect of your very existence. And that perfect side hustle, it doesn't just lie flat on top of this tapestry, this fabric. It literally intertwines gracefully, adding to its richness. It intertwines with vibrancy, intertwines, most importantly, adding to its strength. It's not about squeezing in another commitment. It's about enriching the tapestry of your life with new textures, with new color, with new strength, and with new patterns. I think you could say it's about rhythm, my friends. The rhythm of your day. Think about music, your favorite song, whatever it might be. And even those of you that don't like music, I've probably heard a piece that you're like, uh-huh, I get that. The rhythm of your day, the beat of your life. Your ideal side hustle moves with you in simpatico, in sync with your tempo, be it fast, be it slow, be it hip hop, be it rock and roll, be it country, whatever it is, it moves in sync with your tempo, not against it. It's that harmony that plays softly in the background, enhancing your movements, not interrupting them. See, your side hustle, my friends, I guess what I'm getting at here, it's like a dance partner. They move in tandem, right? With the rhythm of your daily life. It's not about forcing it, stuffing it down in there, finding a nook or a cranny. It's not about forcing it into your schedule, but instead finding a natural flow where work and life move together in a seamless ballet or waltz or dance of productivity and fulfillment. So, as you consider integrating a side hustle into your life, I want you to ask yourself this one all too important question. Does it harmonize with my daily symphony? Or, you know, the blue collar man's way or woman's way? Does it fit within the shit in my life, right? That's just another way to ask it for my just plain old everyday folks out there. Stop trying to be so eloquent with your language. That's just who I am. I'm a storyteller. What can I say? Can it be woven into my tapestry without pulling at the seams, without snagging the tapestry of my life, without interrupting the picture I've already created? Look, here's the thing. This is not about making time. No. It's about making space. It's about creating room in your life for something that not only fits, but belongs. Oh, yeah. See, that's even more important. So stay with us because we're going to explore the harmony between hustle and life, ensuring that every thread that we add, every note that we play, contributes to that beautiful symphony that is our existence, that is our life, be it family, be it work, be it self-care, be it spiritual, whatever it is for you, it all has to fit together. Okay? Now, okay, so we've painted that spectrum of opportunity that's out there, right? And maybe we've trimmed and tailored those threads a little bit. And now, my dark horse entrepreneurs, it's time to tread the path that others have carved for us. And there's so many of them out there. Let's take a quick journey together through a couple of quick tales of those who ventured into the hustle frontier, where every step that they have taken tells a story of victory as well as caution. We can go back to just the last episode. You remember Ty Goodwin from our last episode? How she took her experience and created a business from quizzes. Yeah, she found something that was the silky thread of her experience and wove it into her life. And now, bam, she's got a side hustle success story all her own. And now it's no longer a side hustle. It's her full-time hustle. How about, let's go way back to the early days of this podcast, right? We've got 127 examples on this podcast of folks who have come on. How about we go all the way back to the early episodes, single-digit episodes, Tony Watley. He was this well-paid executive in the oil industry, and he took his passion and his love for cars, specifically muscle cars, power cars, and he wove that into his life by creating a membership site. And soon that membership site, the revenue from that membership site outpaced his standard 9-to-5 paying income. And remember I said he was an executive in the oil industry? It was a pretty substantial income. He ratcheted that chassis and bolted it on and increased the horsepower of his life and success. We even get all together. Yeah, okay. Now, let's talk about, how about Brian Kelly? I'm just picking some of these at random. Brian Kelly, he took his love for automation and then for video and combined them together to create a unique platform for live video podcasts. And now he not only uses that himself, but he teaches others how to use it for themselves and for their business. He took those automation threads first to make his life and his content creation easier. And then now he's taken them and wove them into the fabric of the lives of so many others, myself included. Now, I don't do it at the level he does it, but I took a lot of the ideas and information from being associated with him and being on his show and thought, wow, what a great idea, and wove them into my life. See, there we go. Look, like I said earlier, that's just three of over 127 examples that others have given on this podcast alone, where they have ventured into the hustle frontier with their own story of victory as well as caution. And maybe it was caution first and then victory. Who cares? They accomplished them both. All of them, I think, are a testament to your ability, to my ability, to answer that all-powerful question. What side hustle can I do?
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
So whether you're thinking about becoming a freelance writer, starting a blog, teaching others a skill that you have, be it on pre-recorded videos or live coaching. Maybe you're going to get into the coaching space. Perhaps you're going to start drop shipping, or you're going to start an Etsy business, selling photography or AI images, leveraging celebrity appearances, doing virtual dinners, or turning old magazines into your side hustle. Oh, you... What are you talking about, Tracy? What, don't you realize I've talked about so many of these on past episodes, how you can turn all these different things into your side hustle in past episodes. And if you don't remember them, go back and look them up. Go to the darkhorseschooling.com and look them up, right? How, he said, leveraging celebrity appearances. How do I do that? I did multiple episodes on that. Virtual dinners, right? Turning old magazines into your side hustle. We've talked about a number of these in the past, so go refresh your memory. But no matter which one you're choosing, or if you create one of your own choosing, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine standing on the edge of a vast canyon, the echoes of triumphs filling the air, a testament to the journeys of the countless hustlers that have gone before us, be the three I just mentioned, 127 total have been on this podcast, or all the other successful entrepreneurs you know are already out there. Here's the thing. Amidst this symphony of success, the wind carries these hushed tones of caution, these whispered tales of those who have stumbled and bumbled and face-planted along the way. These stories, my friends, these and so many others like them are the beacons that light your way, that have lit my way through the fog of side hustle uncertainty. Think of a side hustle story. Like I said, again, the three I just shared and 127 others here. Think of every one of those side hustle stories as a lighthouse, as a beam cutting straight through that thick fog, through that mist, guiding us towards our safe harbor. These tales are more than just narratives I want to share with you. They're the signposts that illuminate both the treasures that await and the traps that lurk in the shadows, ready to ensnare the unwary, the unprepared. Huh? Okay? So here's the thing. For every cheer that reverberates through that canyon that I asked you to envision, it marks a milestone achieved. Every one of those cheers is a milestone achieved. For every one of those, there's also that playful whoops or that oh shit moment as a reminder of the humbling pitfalls that keep us grounded, of a reminder of all those times someone has stumbled and bumbled and fell and face planted and stood up and dusted himself off and moved on. These stories woven together, or maybe just held separately, read independently, these stories create a map of the side hustle terrain, because it's rich with the promise of success, but it's marked with cautionary tales that teach us to tread lightly, to tread wisely, if not lightly, right? Okay. I think one of the things to remember here is that behind the curtain of every thriving side hustle that you have seen, all those success stories, there's a backstory rich with challenges, a backstory rich with fear and fumblings and victories. These narratives aren't just success stories. They're lessons in resilience. They're a reminder that every triumph is built on the foundation of trials, is built on the foundation of stumbles, bumbles, falls, and faceplants. So, as we chart our course through the hustle landscape, let's keep our eyes open wide for both the milestones as well as the warning signs. And whether you've heard any of those stories I've shared in this podcast before, or this is your first time hearing, I want us to draw inspiration from those stories. And as we draw inspiration from those stories, let's embrace the dual nature that is the side hustle journey. We want to celebrate the victories, but we also want to heed the lessons of those who have stumbled, bumbled, fallen, and faceplant before finding their stride, before finding their pace, before finding their niche. It is in these tales of triumph and caution that we will find the wisdom to navigate your own path, our own path, with both ambition and the awareness to gain the answer to that question I keep asking: what side hustle can I do? And with these stories echoing in our minds, let's take a step forward. Let's leave the stories behind us. Let's take a step forward, not just as dreamers, but as informed adventurers. Let's set out there ready to carve our own tales of triumph in the vast expanse that is the side hustle frontier. And perhaps share a few stories about our own stumbles, bumbles, falls, and faceplants. And as we wrap up today's expedition through the vibrant landscape of side hustles, let's pause for a quick moment of whiskered wisdom. Yeah, this is the now time-honored tradition around here where we're going to distill the essence of our journey today on this podcast into a single seed of insight. And here's today's pearl of wisdom I want you to carry away in your heart. If you remember nothing else today, I want you to remember this moment right here. Start small, but let your dreams soar with the might of giants. Yeah. Say that again. Start small, but let your dreams soar with the might of giants. Picture your side hustle as this delicate seed nestled in your palms, waiting to be planted. It may seem, I don't know, what's the word? Inconsequential right now. It is but a mere speck in your palm, a mere speck in that grand tapestry of the entrepreneurial world, of your entrepreneurial world. Yet, inside this tiny seed lies the potential to be a magnificent tree, oak, redwood, whatever tree you like. I like weeping willows myself, but that's a whole nother story. What inside this tiny seed that you have right here lies the potential to be a magnificent tree, one that will stand tall and one that will stand proud, providing shade, providing shelter, not just for you, but for the legacy of those behind you, for the generations to come that you leave that tree behind for. This, my fellow entrepreneurs, is the essence of the true hustle.
The Dark Horse Entrepreneur Podcast.
It's about nurturing that seed with patience. It's about nurturing that seed with dedication, watering it. Well, first, planting it, fertilizing it, watering it with your sweat, your tears, and your relentless spirit. Start with what you have right now. You have something. Everybody has something, right? Your creator, whoever you believe in, your creator would not have put you on this planet without the seeds of greatness, right? Start with what you have. Start with where you are. Start with who you are, and start with what you are passionate about and with what the market has a need for, no matter how small or how insignificant it might seem. Then, tend to your hustle, tend to your seed with the care of a gardener. Be attentive to its needs and be resilient in the face of all the challenges that you're going to face. The birds are going to try and steal your seed away. The insects are going to try and eat your fledgling plant. The summer sun beating down on it, trying to dry it up while you keep watering it, right? Until you can get to harvest season. You're going to be resilient in the face of all those challenges. And as you do, watch in awe as your side hustle, your seed, transforms. It will grow slowly at first. Don't get me wrong. It is few and far between that the growth goes snaps and boom, all of a sudden you got this towering redwood there. It will grow. Trust me, my friends, slowly at first, but with an unstoppable momentum, it will grow into a towering testament of your determination. Heck, it will be a towering testament to your determination and to your vision. This tree, this side hustle of yours, will become a sanctuary, not just for you, but for all those that seek inspiration, for all those that seek shelter under its boughs. So remember, enhance the humble beginnings of your side hustle, no matter where you are in your journey. Heck, maybe you are well into your journey. You're like, ah, man, I'm well past that, Tracy. Well, we're still. Embrace the humble beginnings of your side hustle. Cherish the journey of nurturing it from a seed into a seedling, into the small tree, into the giant redwood, oak, or whatever species you envision. Start small, but never limit the size of your dreams. Yeah, for it is in this act of dreaming big and starting small that the greatest ventures are born. All of them, think about them. All those big ventures that are out there, we all know the name of, where they're branded everywhere, I don't care whether you like them or not. They started small, and somebody dreamt big. those greatest ventures are born and nurtured into their full, current, majestic potential as a result of that dream. Huh? So go ahead. I want you to carry this wisdom with you. Let it guide your steps as you embark on the path of your side hustle, whatever it might be. And remember, every great tree once began as a tiny, hopeful seed. Yeah? All right. So as we draw the curtains on today's voyage through the vibrant world of side hustles, let's take a moment to reflect on the seeds, the seeds of wisdom that we've kind of planted here. What side hustle can I do? I think this question really isn't a question. It's not just a query to be posed. It's the spark of a journey. A little bit that we've shared today, a journey we've embarked for the past 20 or 25 minutes or so together today, that we have watered a bit with rich insights, maybe a few shared giggles and laughs, but certainly watered it with some thoughtful reflections. I guess at the end of the day, your question may be, what's the essence of this exploration you just sent me on today, Tracy? This is 20 some minutes I'm not going to get back. I think the answer to that question is as simple as it is profound. Start with a small step, but let your vision stretch far and wide, right? I want it to reach the horizons of all of your dreams. The true adventure, the real hustle. It's not just about finding a task or a MVP, a minimum viable product that will fill your time or your pocketbooks. It's about discovering that one pursuit, that one side hustle that harmonizes with the deepest tunes that are singing in your heart and in your spirit. And that, Whiskered Wisdom, is what I want you to carry forward. Begin modestly, dream expansively, and ultimately cultivate your side hustle, nurturing it into the legacy that you dream of, that you desire, and that you deserve, and let it stand tall and proud. I'm hopeful that the stories and the insights shared today have ignited maybe just a tiny spark within you, maybe just a roaring flame for some of you. If you feel that warm glow of inspiration kindling inside your soul, then let's not dim it. Let's not extinguish it right here. Let's fan those flames. Let's breathe life into your dreams and let's step forward with courage and conviction. I'd like you to share your story, no matter where you are in your journey. Let's weave it into a rich tapestry of our community and let's stride side by side towards a future where our dreams are not just figments of our imagination, but literally the very essence of our reality. Well, how in the world can I do that, Tracy? I'm glad you asked. You can subscribe to our journey together. Go on wherever you're listening to this right now. You can hit subscribe. That way, as we continue forward, you will come along with us. You can share this beacon of inspiration with others. And above all, you can hustle with the full might of all your heart. But seriously, without all the flair and whimsical delight, what you can do is subscribe. You can give us a like. You can leave us a review. You can join us at the Dark Horse Entrepreneur Tribe, right? Just going to go darkhorseschooling.com/tribe. Come on over to the community. Ask your questions. Share your stories. Who knows? Probably bring some of them right here onto this podcast. And here we go. Don't go anywhere just yet. For those of you that are poised right there on the brink of action, for those of you that are ready to dive into the exhilarating waters of side hustling, I've got a treasure for you. The Side Hustler's Blueprint. And this is going to be a compass to guide you through the tempests and tides of starting your own venture. This isn't just a collection of advice. It is, my friends, a meticulously crafted audio guide designed to navigate you past the snares and towards the pinnacles of side hustle success, of your entrepreneurial success. And unlocking this vault of knowledge, how do you do that, you may ask? Well, it is as simple as sending a text message. All I need you to do is text Blueprint, Blueprint, to 484-514-5323, and voila, A world of insight awaits your fingertips and your ears for this matter, because it is an audio series. Heck, you're listening to a podcast right now. Audio is in your blood, right? That's why I made it in this format, because I know so many of you are not going to sit down and spend the time to read a 60-page PDF. Yeah, that's how long it would be. Well, that's how long it was, because I wrote it first, and I'm like, there's no way anyone's going to read this entire thing. So I put it together into an audio series, and it's time to transform those ethereal dreams into tangible realities. And the Side Hustler's Blueprint is the companion you've been seeking on this quest. So, my friends, until our paths cross again in the next episode, keep nurturing those dreams. Keep tending to your garden, your hustle garden. And remember, in the grand tapestry of life, every thread of effort weaves a story of triumph. Let's make those stories legendary, shall we? Hustle on, my dark horse entrepreneurs. Think successfully and take action.
Hey, my Dark Horse Entrepreneur parents. Thanks for tuning in. If this episode struck a chord, share it with a fellow parent hustler. Let's grow our tribe that thrives, not just survives. For more insights and a community that totally gets it, join our Facebook group at www.darkhorseschooling.com/tribe. Think successfully and take action.